This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Globally, there are more than 10.7 million confirmed coronavirus cases, and more than 517,000 people have died. The United States and South Africa have both reported record new daily coronavirus infections, with U.S. figures surpassing 50,000 cases a day for the first time. Many states struggled to contain the spread of the pandemic, blamed in part on Americans not wearing masks or following social distancing rules. In South Africa Thursday, authorities reported more than 8,000 new cases, a new daily record. The country has the most cases in Africa, with more than 159,000. It's loosening what has been one of the world's strictest lockdowns. Johannesburg is a new hotspot, with hundreds of health workers infected. The African continent has more than 405,000 confirmed cases overall. India, the world's second most populous country with more than 1.3 billion people, surpassed 600,000 infections Thursday after over 19,000 new cases were reported. India has reported nearly 100,000 new cases in the past 4 days alone. And in Japan, the capital of Tokyo confirmed 107 new cases, nearly triple that of June 24th, just before the numbers began to spike there. Tokyo's governor said many cases were linked to nightclubs and bars, and he urged workers to proactively be tested. Meantime, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged European leaders to reach agreement on a multi-billion euro coronavirus recovery fund, calling for resolve and saying Europe was facing the most difficult situation in its history. With almost 35,000 deaths from COVID recorded in Italy alone, lockdowns across most of the EU have shuttered businesses. This is VOA News. Elaine Maxwell, the former girlfriend and longtime associate of the late accused sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI Thursday. Maxwell, who is 58, was arrested in the U.S. state of New Hampshire. She's charged with four counts related to procuring and transporting minors for illegal sex acts and two counts of perjury, this according to the indictment by federal prosecutors in New York. Epstein was awaiting trial on federal charges of trafficking minors when he was found hanged in an apparent suicide while in a New York jail last August. U.S. unemployment fell to 11.1% in June as the economy added 4.8 million jobs, the U.S. government reported Thursday. But the job market recovery may already be faltering because of a new round of closings and layoffs triggered by a resurgence of the coronavirus. While the jobless rate was down from 13.3% in May, it is still at a Depression-era level. A fire and explosion struck a building above Iran's underground Natanz nuclear enrichment facility Thursday. It's a site that U.S.-based analysts identified as a new centrifuge production plant. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran sought to downplay the fire, calling it an incident that only affected an under-construction industrial shed, a government spokesman said. Authorities offered no cause for the blaze, though Iran's state-run news agency addressed the possibility of sabotage by enemy nations such as Israel and the U.S. following other recent explosions in the country. The U.S. under President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from the nuclear deal in May 2018, setting up months of tensions between Tehran and Washington. Iran now is breaking all the production limits set by the deal, but still allows international inspectors and cameras to watch its nuclear sites. A British judge on Thursday refused to give Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro control over $1 billion in gold sitting in a Bank of England vault, ruling that it's unlawful to give it to the socialist leader since Britain does not recognize him as president of the Latin American nation. Maduro has demanded the gold to help his cash-starved nation fight the coronavirus pandemic, but the central bank for the United Kingdom refused to hand it over to Maduro's administration. The UK government recognizes Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate ruler. The Supreme Court is denying Congress access to secret grand jury testimony from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation through the November election. The justices agreed Thursday to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court order for the material to be turned over to the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. The high court's action keep the documents out of congressional hands until the case is resolved, not likely to happen before 2021.